Right. Let's begin. This is Foz FM. And with me in the studio is Jeff Rowley.
Good evening.
Is it Rowley or Rowley?
It's Rowley.
Rowley.
Yeah. 99.9% of the American people would pronounce it Rowley.
Rowley.
But it's actually Rowley.
It's Rowley. Yeah. I kind of knew that. Yeah. Being, you know, from the old country.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I don't really correct anyone. Can't really.
No,
I
mean,
it's not really worth it.
Foz, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's all the same. However you want to do it. Well, thanks for coming.
You're very welcome.
All right. I haven't really thought about what to say or what to ask you, but you know, I just figured we'd wing it and we'd end up just talking about like Liverpool and Manchester and the old days and
Let's play some music and
let's do that.
Chat about that.
That
we could do
good.
That.
Oh, could can I good. Just say that we have a very special guest, Jimmy Boyce.
Yeah, Jimmy Boyce.
Yes, one of the
Durham represent.
Yeah, one of the finest human beings, sat in the corner eating a coconut.
One of the most insane human beings.
All right, let's play some music. What do you want to play?
I thought we'd play some fucking Merle Haggard.
Oh, nice. I know Patrick's just left. He's a big fan of Merle Haggard.
Yeah, seeing as the country's in absolute fucking terrible. Can we swear?
Yeah.
We can say anything we want.
Knock yourself out.
Okay, tits and ass. There we go. But yeah, this one's Merle Haggard. And yeah, the country's fucked, man. We need to fix it. Here we go.
That one?
Well, that wasn't it.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. For the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now, and are the good times really over for good? And I will roll downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. It's the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? I wish Coke was still cola and a joint was a bad place to be. And it was back before Nixon lied to me. All on TV. Before microwave ovens, when a girl could still cook, still would. It's the best of the free life behind us now. Are the good times really over for good? I've been rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. With no kind of chance for the flag, the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should. Is the best of the free life behind us now? Are the good times really over for good? Stop rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell. Stand up for the flag and let's all ring the liberty bell. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy that'll still last 10 years like they should. The best of the free life is still yet to come, and the good times ain't over for good.
Was that it? For fuck's sake, I don't know.
That was it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, this is it.
All right, let's this one play.
Fine.
Who is this?
I'm fine. That fucking pipe. We'll be right back.
All right, we're back. Yes. High on Fire.
That was High on Fire. That was actually to celebrate the many wonderful fires that my friend Jimmy and I have had in the last 5 days. We've been all over the place.
I know, I've been following him on Instagram. It looks sick.
Oh, man.
Just out in the wilderness.
High on Fire is seeking the wood, fast, getting the right dry ingredient to ignite.
That's right.
It's all part of the...
Tell them about the fire we tried to make on the edge of the Grand Canyon, minus 15 degrees in November, full snowstorm, about 15 yards from the edge, Jimmy.
I've been in some high altitude situations trying to get a fire together, and I've made it happen, but on this one occasion, it took two of us like 20, 30 minutes with our fingers fucking freezing, but perseverance paid off. We got it ignited, and wow. The next fire is the best fire. Every fire is a fucking feed, and that certainly was. We were on the road for 70 miles that day, and when we reached this place where we decided to camp, it was 30 feet away from a drop of like 800 feet.
It was about 2 feet of snow, and it started to snow, and it was November. And Jimmy was trying to start the fire. We ended up spending about 3 or 4 hours underneath an overhanging rock cave. And we sat, didn't we, for hours under there, just tripping off the smoke that was coming into the cave and keeping us warm. But we were sweating. In minus 15 degrees, we were sweating in the snowstorm.
It's fucking primal activity. Didn't matter that we could hardly breathe. The heat and the feed was fucking majestic. Yeah. Yeah, can't beat a good fire.
Yeah. Should we play another one?
Yeah, we can play another one.
All right, let's see what...
I just want to talk about the old country for a bit.
I think that's England.
Right? I think that is England, yes. This is England.
This is the new country?
Yeah, I reckon it is. When did you move here?
July 2nd, 1994. And I got to... the apartment that we were staying in, first place I went to was Denny's, second place was the apartment we were staying in. I was in the apartment for about 30 minutes. I walked outside the apartment across the road and a cop pointed to me and he said, "Where the fuck are you going?" I said, I don't know. And he said, "Get back inside the house."
Why?
Apparently there's a curfew in Huntington Beach for anyone who's under 18.
Seriously? Wow.
Due to all the riots that were 2 years prior, I think 92 was the riots, maybe? Maybe Jamie Hart or Justin Regan, maybe they could, or Ed Templeton would remember that. They may be listening.
Damn.
Welcome to America.
Are you just a little boy, right?
I did, yeah, like 19-month-old little boy, Rex. Wow.
Rex.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Amazing.
Best sick. Thing that ever happened to me.
Ah, sick. Rad. Oh, let's play some more music. And
okay.
Then
all right. Let's do it.
Oh,
then,
by the way, Mackie, Jeff's got a Lost Art t-shirt on, so there you go.
Are you listening to this, Mac?
He probably is.
I hope
probably
so.
Probably is. Yeah. He will be at some point
all right.
in the future.
Well, shout going out to Lost Art in Liverpool then.
Yeah. Oh, and you know Zach from Crossfire asked me to ask you if you could be in any band, what would it be? But you're not allowed to say Motorhead.
Okay, fair enough. High on Fire style shit. You know, that kind of like just strong and like, fuck, man, have you ever heard him sing?
Yeah.
Rap like, insane, deep, strong, just, you know, like you get a sense of like energy, a sense of strength, a sense of kind of, you know, and they're incredibly talented musicians as well as songwriters. So something like that. Maybe a little bit more instrumental though, you know, more along the, a cross between that, Lungfish, Godspeed. But not 20-minute songs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could manage to get them that amount of energy in short tracks, but if I had any kind of abilities at singing, which I fucking don't have, or any abilities at playing any musical instruments, which I don't fucking have, I'd like to be in a band like that.
Yeah, I hear you. To me, it's like when people play guitar and stuff, it's like black magic. I'm like, I don't know how you make that machine make that noise.
Yeah.
It's like, it mystifies me.
Yeah, that's why I like Lungfish. You just can't grasp it.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's a personal experience for everybody that listens to it, and everyone gets a different thing out of it, and music should do that.
Yeah.
It shouldn't scream at you a line and you know about, you know, your girlfriend left you and that's fucking basically it.
Yeah.
You want to sit there, listen to the track and not know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah.
You know, and it'd be different every day. You know, you make your own visions in your head.
Sick.
So.
All right, let's make some visions.
Okay. All right. Well, on that note, then this one's for Ed Templeton if he's listening to it and playing in his garage. This is Lungfish, and it's a fucking amazing track. Classic one.
What was that song?
It's off the demo track, the demo CD. I think it was like track one. I don't even know if it has a fucking name, right?
Yeah.
You know the name of that one?
I don't know that one now.
It's just off the demo CD, so I think it's just track one.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Great questions will be hyped.
Short and sweet.
Oh yeah, we don't know where he is. He went missing.
Yeah. So we got a dead man loose.
Yeah, we have a team rider on the loose out there. So
oh man.
Be careful, Los Angeles. He's a wild man. He was a guest a few weeks ago, and it was just lunacy.
Was he?
Yeah.
He's mental.
It's pretty mental.
Those are the best guests. Oh, yeah. Shit, I keep kicking this goddamn thing.
Steady, lad. Steady.
So, yeah, fuck.
All right, what else do we talk about? Oh, yeah, what's up with your knee? You got knee surgery.
I had knee surgery about 8 weeks ago, but I'm just getting, I feel fucking great.
Yeah,
I really do. As fucked up as that sounds, like every surgery I had, I've kind of bust myself a bunch.
Yeah,
this one, I was like a week later, I already felt better than I felt before. Wow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been training a lot, which is why I was kind of up in the mountains. And my friend Jimmy, who's here tonight from Durham, England. Yeah.
Fucking swimming in the ocean every morning at 7 a.m. going on bike journeys, getting the juices flowing. But being up at the mountains was the best.
Yeah, we climbed Mount San Gorgonio, which is the tallest mountain in Southern California. And it, you know, it was just for fun. And we'd done a little bit of... I carried a big fucking log the last 2 miles after walking for 14 miles.
To San Gorgonio, Jeff sees this log. It's like 5 feet long. Yeah. It looks like it weighs about 6 stone. He's like, I'm taking that back on the way back down. Like, okay, and sure enough, on the way back down, you know, we'd walked 14 miles, like, in one day, and 2 miles before where the car was parked, Jeff sees this log, and sure enough, it's on his back. I'm like...
Like Commando.
Nah, physio, right there.
Like Schwarzenegger in Commando.
That's a real natural physical therapy. It's the, you know, breathe outside and sweat. And,
the whole visual of being up in the mountains, especially there was no hikers.
Yeah.
And just breathing the air and, of course, getting the fire together.
Yeah, a lot of these tracks were playing a very fire and outdoor influenced one way or another, except for this next one.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about Flip for a minute.
Okay.
All right, well, what's going on? There seems to be loads of stuff going on. David Gonzalez,
yeah.
or Dave, yeah. as I like to call him.
Yeah, I call him Dave as yeah. well. Or Dog, his initials are D-O-G, you know.
So Dave had
a video Obando, his first name's actually Obando.
Obando.
Obando David Gonzalez.
Obando Dave.
Hey, Obando's a good one, right?
Yeah, yeah. I've never heard one that yeah. before in my life. But he had a video part out, which was amazing.
Yeah.
That 50-50 at the end.
Yeah, that was only like half of the stuff that he filmed as well. Guys, he's rad, man. He's just into it right now, it's amazing to see someone just with their head down, stoked on skating, good attitude, and just full fucking bore, you know? Just full mental.
It's rad. I thought that was great. And then there was the video that came out.
Yeah, a tour video.
What was it called?
Weight of the World with Thrasher.
Yeah,
a ton of our guys, like a Ben Nordwig video before that. And, you know, a lot of our guys are just skating a lot. So
yeah, a lot of stuff.
We have an Oscar Mazer thing that's dropping in a week.
That kid had that front board photo.
Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, he's rad.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's from up here in LA, so he's a rad kid. He's actually out right now. Today he tried to like frontside flip over this like 20 stair rail in downtown Long Beach and busted his feet up and called me for painkillers, and he's going out this evening.
Oh, man.
Oh, to be young.
Wow, I know, right? Damn. Hey, let's play some music.
All right. This next one for you, Jimmy. This one's for Jimmy Boyce.
Things don't seem to be as easy as they used to be. It's getting harder every day to think of better things to say about what's going on around you and what's happening inside you.
Wants us to play them a song, Jeff?
I think there was a request from Minnesota.
There was a live from Minnesota.
Live from Minnesota.
Right. Todd Brastrud, a mutual friend of ours and one of my favorite human beings, wants to hear a song. What does he want to hear?
He wants to hear a Frogs track.
Frogs track. Right. I don't have any Frogs tracks. I've got like YouTube up. And some of the options are really weird. Like, if you just type the Frogs, one of them is Kermit the Frog reacts to Two Girls, One Cup. So I don't think I'll be playing that one. But by all means, look it up yourself. And I'm sure that's going to be interesting. Do you know any of these? Wesley Wills?
A lot of Kermit the Frogs videos on there.
Yeah,
have you ever seen the footage of Kermit the Frog riding a bicycle? It's the best shit ever. Yeah, man.
The Frog bites Vincent Price.
What? Yeah. Kermit the Frog bites Vincent. Like, we're getting way too off key right now. But I have got something that I want to play for you here, Jeff.
Uh-huh.
I wonder if you remember this. All right.
Way down the middle of the bongo, a hippo took an apricot, a guava and a mango. He stuck it with the others and he danced a baby tango. The rhino said, I know, we'll call it Umbongo. Umbongo, diddy congo. The python picked the passion fruit, the mama said the mandarin. The parrot painted bongo, stuck the honk of Google land it is. When it comes to sun and fun and goodness in the jungle, they all prefer the sunny funny one they call Umbongo.
Libby's Umbongo, high juice drinks, free from artificial ingredients.
So I had this idea, right? I was thinking that we should call Bastion and we should find out if they really do drink Umbongo in the Congo.
It's possible.
Because he's from there, right?
Yes, he is from there. Yeah, his dad, I think his dad still lives there with about 15 wives or something.
When you were on trips with him and that, did he used to bring a lot of Umbongo with him?
Yeah, in spirit, I think he did, yeah.
Because, I don't know.
I think you should get Bastion on this show and ask him those questions directly. That would be he's a rad man.
Yeah, I bet you've got some Bastion stories.
Yeah, I probably do.
Yeah, I think they should probably be kept for the book.
Bastion's rad, man. He was so rad. He was like I don't know, man. He was so good to me. He was always a nice person to me. Always respectful and always into skating. And, you know, I miss him.
Yeah. I kind of, like, to me, he got, like, even more and more interesting when these weird stories started coming out. Like, he'd go on a trip and take two guitars and, like, no board and stuff.
Yeah, that was a special moment.
I was skating at Bursey one time and he just turned up and he had, like, a suit on and a trilby and two guitars, no board. He borrowed some kid's board, did this gnarly line, like, skated across, did all these crazy tricks, gave the kid his board back and went, that board feels like it's got cancer.
Oh, man.
And I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, that's throwing some bad energy through someone's board. That's it's illegal.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's like touching another man's board without asking him. So, you know, same as touching another man's mustache or forehead before you've even said hello. It's like fucked up.
It is kind of fucked up. But I don't know. I find him fascinating. And I like all the like stories of the witch doctors and jumping out of hotel room windows and stuff, all that stuff. But
yeah, I mean, his dad has definitely had about 14 wives and definitely lived in the Congo. Yeah. And there was definitely some voodoo mayhem
going on. Yeah. Wow, interesting cat. Yeah, I should try and get him on. I'll tap you up for his number afterwards.
I got it.
Does he live in America or is he in Congo or France?
He's in, I think, in France mostly.
Yeah.
He's doing good though. You should get him on.
Yeah, I'll try and get him on. Yeah. I'm sure he can play some tunes as well. All right, so Todd Bratrude, if you're listening, get in touch with us because I'm lost on this Frogs thing. You could even email me one and then I'll play it for you. Even though you could just play that yourself on your own computer, so what's the point, really? But
and film yourself and send it to us and we'll check it out.
But I wish you were here, man. Just get on a plane, come down and do one of these shows sometime. It'll be a blast. And it's been like 2 years since I've seen you, and that's just not right. So come on, let's sort this out, man. All right, let's play some more music, shall we?
Some Lemmy.
Some Lemmy.
Yeah, all right.
I mean, unless you want to talk about like 80s soft drinks from England.
So yeah, I think I've had enough of that one.
Fair enough.
Fuck.
Test. Until you fall, you must obey.
right, we're coming back. You're listening to Foss FM on kchungradio.org, and that's about as promotional as I get on these things. But hey, Jeff Rowley's here. Jeff Rowley.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Don't punch me.
Not going to happen.
Let's talk about Howard Cook.
Ooh. Speed.
Yeah, Howard. Little animal.
I miss him.
Me too, man. I wish I could skate with him more. I didn't get to skate enough with him. Yeah. I don't know if anyone out there has not seen Howard Cook skate, but they should check into it. Yeah. Old heroin video.
Yep.
Live from Antarctica, right?
That's the one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
It's face biting style and
yeah, I know. it's something that you almost have to see in real life to appreciate, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wherever you are, God bless you, Howard.
Yeah, we love you.
Yeah. Who else have we got? Who else is back home? Robbie Reed's in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Robbie's in Philly. There's a bunch of maniacs around.
There was a few.
Stateside. And,
yeah. Clifford.
Yeah, my friend Clifford, he's up in Oregon.
I got a package from him the other day.
Yeah?
Yeah, he sent me like his degree show book.
Yeah.
And a t-shirt that said like Altamont on it, and like all this was like racing cars and like drug free thing, and then for Altamont, and he was just like, I saw it in a thrift store and it reminded me of you. So
that's amazing.
We used to have an amazing time at Soul Tech, me and Clifford. We'd go for like coffee breaks like all the time. It was sick.
Yeah, he's got a good sense of humor.
Yeah, so funny.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah, he's rad.
He's in Oregon.
Yeah,
looking for a job.
Oh yeah. So if anyone's out there in Oregon and wants Gnarly Scouser to work for them, give us a call and we'll get you in touch with Clifford.
Nice.
Imagine if that worked and he got like a really good job, like head of physics at Oregon University.
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it? Yeah. Get the in route.
There we go.
We're still waiting for that Frogs track, Todd.
All right. Todd, what are you saying on this Frogs track? I've got the internet. I know you're listening. You need to send it to us so we can play it. Oh, Dan at Escapist, what's up? You just sent me a load of pictures of boards that I've done for him. I'm going to have a grey one, I think. He's asking me which colour I want. Yeah, and one of them funny shaped ones if you got any around.
And blue one looks pretty smooth.
The blue one's nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So cheers for that. I'll work it out and email you properly and not be so unprofessional. Right, well, we don't have a Frogs track. What have you got left to play?
What have I got left? Not too many more tracks, I think. But
George Formby?
George Formby, Chaz and Dave.
I've got
Shake and Stevens.
I've got some Scouse Grime if you wanted to hear
it. Oh, shit.
Clifford's cousin sent me this, and
what
it's become
it?
One of my favourite songs. It's called Liverpool. Come on, I got to play this.
Go on, do it.
All right.
Yeah. Old time with the scouts among them. The party, the cheesy, the easel, you don't know. Yeah. Beat up your girlfriend Sally. All black that in a black bandali. If you want a boy, then come to the alley. I always come first like Sega Rally. Yeah. Beat up your girlfriend Sally. All black that in a black bandali. If you want a boy, then come to the alley. I always come first like Sega Rally. Yeah. This flow of master. You know what I want, you cheeky four-hump bastard. Like, flow of master. You know what I want, you cheeky four-hump bastard. Four-hump bastard lad. Yeah. Whoa. Oh, whatever, you little my bad. Oh, smash your body, you little four-hump brick. Whoa. You will get whacked with a stick. Whoa. You little four-hump brick. Yeah, lad. Oh, smash your body, you little four-hump brick. Whoa. You will get whacked with a stick. Whoa. You little four-hump brick. Whoa. Yeah, lad. You don't want beef, lad. Montana will knock out your teeth, lad. 400 lad. Gonna turn skins, lad. Draw for this gas and stab you to beats, lad. Yeah, lad. You don't want beef, lad. SID will knock out your teeth, lad. 400 lag on a test kiss like PAD will stab you to bits. Yeah, I'm not going on flashy. Call PAD if I wanna do a cashy. Here's the grafter, I'm the rapper. Going on means from Britain to Napa. Clap, 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 man, I got steel. Man, I'm not fake, man, I just real. Spray. Yeah. Take you down like a rugby tackle. Never said shit, never said foul. If you wanna go, I'ma break your back. Yeah. Coming round to the ends. Liverpool, yeah, that's where I got friends. Merseyside, that's where I got friends. Tuxtep, yeah, that's where I got friends. You get, oh, get, that's where I got friends. Go check flex if you want big tens. Roll to the ends, yeah, in the S3 on the mo. Licking that 160. Old time, man in the pen like Jizzy. Got luck, now he's fucked cause they not that busy. Man don't care, we're big on the Rizzy. We'll take your line and we'll take your fizzy. Oh, smash your body, you little fucking prick. War, you will get whacked with a stick. War, you little fucking prick. War. Oh, you're fucking backward. You don't wanna bring it, you're fucking backward. You don't wanna swing it, you're fucking backward. You don't want me for your fucking backward. Yeah, you're fucking backward. You don't wanna war, you're fucking backward. Yeah, not at all, you're fucking backward. Now take off your jaw, you're fucking backward. You little fucking no bad, whatever, you little fucking prick. War, I'll shiv you to bitch, you little fucking cheeky bastard, lad. Fucking hell. What happened, lad? What happened? You little fucking cheeky bastard, lad. What happened? You're fucking backwards, you little no bad. Yeah, lad, you don't want draw for the knock out, you're fucking a lad. Gonna turn skits, lad, draw for the scarces, stab you to bits, lad. Yeah, lad, you don't want draw for the scarces, knock out your teeth, lad. Fucking a lad. Gonna turn skits, lad, draw for the scarces, stab you to bits, stab you to bits, lad. Stab you to bits, lad, you will get choked up by two bits, lad. I don't really give two shits, lad, take your girl home and play with the tits, lad. Yeah, lad, we don't do double or quits, lad, war to the ends, put man's in fits, lad.
Is that making you homesick?
Fuck.
That makes you homesick, right?
It makes me sick.
I know, it's not easy listening, but...
It's not easy if you grew up with those fuckers all around you and you have to fucking fight them off.
I know, I hear you. Hey, do you like football?
I grew up loving it, yeah. I mean, I still play here and there, kick a ball around, but I grew up about 2 miles from the stadium, so...
Which one, Everton or Liverpool?
Liverpool. Yeah. But the Everton Stadium's only another mile and a half from there or something, so... Yeah. I grew up going... I've been to hundreds and hundreds of games, down to Wembley and...
Damn, yeah, you serious?
FA Cup finals, Charity Shields and...
And how was all Everton and then, like... But yeah. I like... The day I opened a skateboard magazine, because it's all I did when I was a kid. Like, yeah. I used to support Liverpool, yeah, which is weird because I live nearer to Manchester.
That's amazing.
Right? So I was all like, yeah, Ian Rush, Kenny Dalglish, yeah, like all that crew, and I'd have all the stickers and all that.
Yeah.
And then, like, the day I opened a skateboard magazine, I was like, right, I'm done. Like, this is my new jam.
Yeah.
Like, all the art and, like, all the, like, graphics and skulls and, like, ripping through things and slime and, yeah, that was my jam, so...
Yeah, I mean, I eased into it because I played for two soccer teams. I played for school and for Sunday team as well, Sunday league team. So I'd play football on Saturday morning and Sunday morning and then go skate afterwards in the same gear. You know, football socks, I'd just take my shin guard, I'd take the shin pads out and just pull the socks down and take the bus into town. You know, damn, mud all over me still. In fact, I think I have footage of me in old football socks and stuff.
With football boots on.
Oh,
like,
man.
Tray flipping like 14 sets.
Something like that. No, not at all, but fuck. Yeah, I did. I played a lot of football. I loved it, man.
It's funny. It's a,
energy
it's a
on the stadium,
huge part
Liverpool.
Of our culture, isn't it?
It is. It's massive. Yeah. Massive. My dad supports Everton.
Wow, that's weird.
Yeah.
Are you the black sheep of the family then?
No. I mean, he supports Everton. His son supports Liverpool, and we go to both games. And if they're playing each other, he wants Everton to win. And
you have a bit of a scrap.
You have a bit of a scrap on the. Yeah, something like that. No, my dad's a bigger fella.
My little brother supports Bury. I don't even know if you've heard of that.
Yeah, place, yeah, I do know Bury. Andy Scott, fantastic vertical.
I was born in Bury.
Where?
Yeah, I saw
it's
Eric.
It's a demented
Dressen.
Place.
Yeah, I know. I saw Eric Dressen do a demo there in 1989 or 1990, and I was just like, "That's it." Like that. I've been skateboarding ever since.
That's rad. Like, yeah. First demo I went to was a Santa Cruz one. It was Tom Knox, Jeff Kendall, Klaus Grabke. Klaus gave me some. Rocket some 66s. He asked every kid there, like, who's got the smallest wheels, you know, and I'm like, fuck, run to the front, like, me, fuck me. And he gave me the wheels because I had these little tiny street wheels that were just busted up, and he'd give me these vert wheels. It was like 66 mil. I'm like, what the fuck. Got on the train going home. I'm 14, like, at that time probably like 4'8" with these massive wheels. I can't even put them on my board, man. They're brand new. I love them. Look at the graphics are still on them. What am I going to do with them? I sold them. I had no choice, man. I was a street skater.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But Klaus Grabke was nearly on my show last week. He was going to be the guest last week, and then he was shooting a video because his kid makes music, and he's in a band.
I thanked him when I was so stoked. You know, I thanked him because he touched me, man. He fucking, you know, not in the sketchy area, but he gave me some damn wheels. God damn it.
I know, that's right. But I don't know. I've still got an autographed picture of Eric Dressen. Like,
have you?
I was like, yeah, sign that for me. And he's like,
you know, we ripped the very first demo at Santa Cruz. Tom Knox was doing nollies on the flat ground. It was a demo on a 6-foot ramp that was, I think, like 8-foot wide or something silly. But Tom Knox was doing nollies, like full proper nollies on the flat ground. And I remember I was with all my friends and we were just looking at him going, what is going on, man? It's completely reverse. Whatever he's doing is just, you know. And so Tom was like, he was a big influence on all us, because when we saw him skate, we realized how really good he was, progressive, like really good ramp skater, street skater. And man could do nollies way before we even thought that was, could even imagine what that was.
I know, it's funny, isn't it? Because yeah. It was all, at that time, it was still evolving.
Yeah.
And it was like, you got to learn this. Oh, there's this trick. It's called a pressure flip. And you're like, what is this? And it seemed like every other week there was like a new trick that someone had invented.
Yeah, I think a nollie for us at the time then was a nose ollie where you bounced off a crack in the nollie, sidewalk. Yeah. And just like bounced off the crack in the sidewalk by pushing on your nose. That was a nollie until Tom Knox came around.
Yeah, Tom Knox, wow. That's a name I haven't heard for a long time.
Ah, he's rad.
Yeah. Amazing. Isn't he like into taekwondo or something like that? He's into some gnarly martial arts.
Don't know, he's into greasing his hair and, you know, wearing high top black Vans.
Wherever you are out there, God bless you, Tom Knox.
Yeah, God bless Tom Knox.
Should we play some music, Jeff?
Yeah, let's have some Nugent.
Nice. All right, I like the sound of that.
Some Ted.
Yeah. lovely drug-filled lips. You silly lazy prostitute, where's your pimp friend? Where's your pimp friend and your priest? As he stood there and lectured to me on how I should live about.
Fucking priest with a yeast infection.
A drug problem that never existed.
I had specific orders from Todd Bratchard to not mess things up, and I messed things up. So, sorry, Todd. But I messed things up because I was trying to play that song for you. So, here we go. I'm going to play the frogs for you.
I've done drugs that would blow your mind tonight. Real fine tonight. Blow your mind. Tonight, out of my mind. Tonight, tonight, going out of my mind. Tonight, out of my mind. Tonight, blow you blind. Would you like to come along?
I'd like to come along.
I've got drugs.
Where you going, man?
I've got drugs.
Can I come wherever
I've
these
got
men?
Drugs. I'll
do your
blues.
Dopes. I'll be a dope man.
Much as I got out of the mist, there's a pimp. Out of the mist, there's a hooker. Out of the mist, there's a priest. Out of the mist,
I kissed you.
Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your drugs? Out of the mist, how could I miss you with your druggy ways? Out of the mist, out of the mist, out of the mist, I kissed your lovely drug-filled lips. You sleazy prostitute, where's your pimp friend? Where's your pimp friend and your priest? As he stood there and lectured to me on how I should live about.
Fucking priest with a yeast infection.
A drug problem that never existed. Out of the mist, I kissed your drug-filled lips.
And that's where it ends. I want to thank Todd Bratchard for getting in touch and sending us that fantastic song. Todd, that was for you. Miss you, buddy. And, we had word from Andrew Compton that Craig Questions is alive and well and staying with a girl somewhere. So there we go.
Things are settled.
Things are settled. The world is put to right. So we know there's at least two people listening to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, probably more, because you have like 24,000 fans or something, don't you, on followers on Instagram.
I don't know about that. Hopefully my lady and my little son are listening to this.
Wait, right, right.
Explore. Yeah. Shout go now.
Yeah. That's right. Well, what else do we need to talk about? We're talking about Liverpool for a bit.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. Because I was talking to someone
Northwest
today.
England, North highest West unemployment rate, England. Highest teenage pregnancy rate.
And those are the best things about it.
Yeah, those are the good sides.
And Fez.
Oh, what's your favourite, what skate videos do you watch to get psyched? Because we were talking about videos.
Yeah, I mean, Christ, I watch them all. I watch a lot of them. But I have a little soft place in my heart for old Savannah Slammer video, because it was the first skate video I ever saw. I bought it off my friend for £5, and I got it home, and it was like a copy of a copy of a copy that lived up someone's asshole. And I remember it. I never even got to see the whole video for years, because it was about a quarter of the video, and I thought I was buying the whole video. That changed everything for me. That showed me what skateboarding was, all the different styles of everybody, you know, Eric Dresden, Gons, Lance Mountain, and Hosoi, and all those guys, just the way that each one of them was just approaching stuff. Even someone like Corey O'Brien, you know, who was like stinking, just trog rat, but just still, like, everyone had a different approach to skating, and fuck, I started the movement, started it.
So sick.
Drunk Engines.
That had the best opening, where they're just asking people, they're like, why are you here? What are you coming for? And the one dad, I have no idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
The best thing, I was like on a constant quote.
I liked all those. It was funny.
Savannah, Georgia.
It's funny how.
Southern accent, I had never heard it.
It's funny how all them, like, quotes and that resonate through skateboarding. Oh, it's like, do you remember Wheels of Fire? And he's going, and the guy's like, I used to skate, had a 42 inch Madrid, but traded it to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
And I was just like, wow. And you remember all the quotes from everything.
You know, I think what it was, though, is it was the energy that every single person that was either skating or was asked the question. Every single one of them just oozed energy and for skating.
Yeah.
You know, there was no stopping and thinking. It was natural that it was the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Let's keep that going.
Yeah, let's keep that going. talking about Northwest of England, my good friend Simon True, who's a fantastic artist and lives in Japan, asked me if you remember doing a demo in Rochdale with Neil Downs.
I never did a demo with Neil Downs ever.
Oh, all right then. Well,
I did drive in a car many times for about 40 minutes while he's skinning up on his knees through like awful traffic, but I never did a demo with him, no. And I definitely went and visited the Abrooks with him one time. That was kind of crazy. Barry and Mark Abrook. Jimmy, I remember those guys.
Zorlak pros. Zorlak, yeah. I remember that well. Like,
Gary Lee might have been there as well. He wrote for Pacer, which was a really fucking run-of-the-mill board company that you could buy from England's version of Kmart.
It totally was, wasn't it? I remember that Pacer Maniac graphic really well. I remember that. And it was basically our English version of Variflex, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly
that. Yeah, it's just like a budget.
Yeah, soft wheels, but not soft enough, you know?
How many pairs of Pacer Hogs did you have?
One. Two sizes too big, green.
Still got them?
Man, those things are probably running away. I don't know where they're at.
They've freed them. Let them out into the wild.
Yeah, they're probably like super glued to the side of a boat, keeping the water freaking coming inside.
Was that the first British skate shoe company, maybe, even?
Yeah, without a doubt.
First and last?
Yeah, without a doubt. Sure.
Wow, weird times. Well, Randy from No Age is here, and we're about to round things up, I think.
Should play one more track?
Yeah, I think we should.
Let me skip a few. You guys, hold on one second, because we got one last Lungfish one. Todd, this is for you. Slag.
I got a skate nerd question.
Oh.
Hang on. Hold on a second.
Randy from No Age has got a skate nerd question.
I went to a high school here in Southern California, Walnut High School, that had a monster handrail down the front of it.
Walnut Hills?
Walnut Hills High School.
I remember.
The number of stairs on it, but it was
21.
It was legendary at that time. This would have been in the late 90s.
Yeah.
You
I know the school. Yeah, it was in Diamond Bar.
Yeah.
No, my friend Jeremy Ray, who's one of the most amazing skateboarders ever, took me there years before, but he took me to a kink rail right next to that, and he said, I always wanted to grind this. I tried to board slide it, and he got like, I don't know, like a couple of kinks down, and then I saw the rail then. So, and then I went back and skated that day. Tried to ollie those damn stairs as well, and broke a board, then broke a truck, and then had surgery on my ankle a week later.
And 21 stairs?
I think it was 22 stairs. Oh, I think it was like 2003 or something.
What'd you get on the rail?
I board slid it, I think. And I lip slid it, but we never showed the footage. And thank Jimmy. I showed Jimmy the footage because I snapped my tail on the first go, turned my board backwards and did it with my board backwards. Yeah. And my friend Dan Sturt shot the photo whilst filming with 5 minutes of tape. And he had to keep rewinding the tape to get the footage. That's why we never showed it, because it was kind of sketchy filming.
Probably the lip slide I've ever seen, like, actually rode out for about 10 feet, but then got thrown out.
Yeah.
Good speed watching it.
It was so legendary, because we went to that school, and the only guy that had ever done it prior, it's like local urban legend. Mm. This guy that used to ride his BMX bike with it was a black guy that had a blonde wig. He'd ride his BMX bike everywhere, and he supposedly bunny hopped it once. And then I think it was a cover.
I think it was a Volcomat or something like that.
Yeah, where that photo came out, and everyone at the school just was like, holy shit.
Right. That's cool. That was your school?
That was my school.
Respect.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that was, I mean, for as a local nerd, that was.
It's funny, man. I love the little things that go with everything. It's, skateboarding's rad.
Hey, so this is my thing about BMX, right? I'm like, they're gnarly bastards, right? Yeah. They're all like super like diesel, like built guys, because they're like slinging these bikes around all day, and the slams they take are the gnarliest thing in the world. But at the end of the day, it's called a bunny hop.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, what happened to the aerials, you know?
Yeah, yeah. It's like, hey, do a bunny hop. And they're just like, they get so bummed. Like, I always hang out with these kids at South Bank, and I'm like, hey, do a bunny hop. They're like, it's not called that anymore. I'm like, it is.
It is.
Yeah. No, it is.
You cannot hide from the truth.
Exactly.
You know, as a Radis BMXers, Mike Escamilla, Rooftop.
I don't know.
I'd go skate with Jeremy Ray, and he'd come out with us. Yep. The stuff that we would skate, he would ride in his BMX. He was like raw street BMX rider, but fuck, he was rad.
Sick.
Yeah, all the roof caps Jeremy Ray would do, Mike Escamilla was right behind the,
sick.
Bunny hopping over the gap.
Bunny hopping is...
In your face, BMX.
Doing a few bunny hops, even there. All right, Jimmy's hacking up some coconuts. I think we're going to play one more song.
Yeah.
Hand it over to
one more, and then, I don't know, maybe if we come back, we can do that full Longfish set that I've been really wanting to do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So we'll end it with Longfish, Peace Mountains of Peace, Daniel Higgs, Master of Everything.
Total immediate.
All right, we're back.
That's good.
For one final fling. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
It's been a blast.
It's been fun. Let's do it again. Lungfish.
Yeah, we should do it again. Full lungfish set. I like that idea.
Lungfish marathon.
Yeah, that sounds all right. We'll get maybe even get Craig Questions in as well. I'm sure he's got some little lungfish stories.
Wonderful.
Randy, you want to get in on this?
Sure.
All right, man.
Yeah, I'll jump on.
Stick around. Randy from No Age is going to play some jams. And thanks again, Jeff.
Thanks, man. Take it easy, fellas.
Yep. See you down the line.